My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar, who represents the Grand Canyon State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, in addition to the fact that he serves a congressional district in a state that borders Mexico. He and I have spoken many times about the committee's investigation into the Fast and Furious programs, in which the government apparently allowed guns to walk into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. In fact, the government actually demanded that gun dealers not do background checks and allowed these guns to be sent across the border, allegedly in a sting operation. Unfortunately, it went horribly wrong. A Border Patrol agent named Brian Terry was murdered. Dozens of other murders have also been linked to guns related to this program. And Congressman, he's here to give us the latest developments, including his reaction to the administration's immediate sealing of court records related to the murder of Agent Terry. And sir, thank you very much again for being with us today.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this is probably not a huge surprise that the administration ordered these records sealed. What's your reaction to it, and what, if anything, can the committee do about it?
Well, first of all, we need to find out what gave them the authority to do that, because as court records allow, they are public record. And so I think they've made a tactical decision or mistake here. We need to find out what allowed them to do that. Is it a national security issue? Is it an issue with relationships with with our international friends, particularly Mexico? Because they were at center and problematic within this operation. And I want to go further, Greg, in this aspect, because this is even more heinous than what is being reported. This is the first time that we allowed straw purchases of guns into criminals' hands, and then followed it up with no surveillance or no tracking mechanism. So the only way we were going to find these guns were at the end of crime scenes, both in the Mexico side and in the United States. And with over 1,400 still missing, that's where they'll end up, is in somebody's backyard in a crime scene in America or in Mexico.
What do you know from your own investigation about how the murder specifically took place? Have you gotten information on that, or is that solely among the court records?
Well, no, there's some information that is contradictory, because I know the ballistics reports that came through the FBI are inconclusive as to what was the weapon that killed Border Agent Terry. And this is sad, because the Terry family deserves to have the answers brought to this, as well as is that the bureaucrats that allowed this to occur, Greg, need to be held accountable for this, because this was destined to have a failure from the very get-go. And this administration, particularly Mr. Holder, knew exactly what was going on here. He tries to disclaim it, but leadership takes responsibility for something like this. It happens in everyday life, and the American public wants to make sure that the bureaucrats that are in charge of agencies are held to the same accountability that they are.
Congressman, if the administration doesn't feel like it has to respond to all the demands and subpoenas of the committee, is there any reason to believe they'll answer your demand for an explanation as to why they had this power to seal the records?
Well, I think that's what we're going to go. I would hope that we would do next. Number one is what authority gave them, and have an explanation done. And that goes to the full range of the court system. Number two is, if they are using any type of one of the questions I've asked, are they asking and hiding behind any of the Patriot Act issues? That gives another jurisdiction through the FISA courts to be able to unseal and see those documents accordingly to Congress. So those are the things that we want to have done here, and I think they've made a tactical error here.
Over 50 members of Congress now have demanded the resignation of Attorney General Eric Holder. The only comments we've seen recently from him is that he believes this is cooked up by conservative interest groups and is not any sort of grassroots demand for him to step down. What do you make of his approach towards this?
It's a tactic he's been using all over, is blaming somebody else for their own accountability and their own problems. But, you know, the thing about it, Greg, is that the main media has not been carrying this. And so mainstream America is just getting wind of this. And I can tell you, it is growing, and it is growing in a head steam. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, or Independent. This is an American issue, a Second Amendment issue. You know, we took an oath to uphold the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. And when we imperil people, like I explained earlier, that the only way we're going to find these guns is at the end of crime scenes, and that this Department of Justice utilized the American citizens and the Mexican citizens as collateral damage here. Once people understand that, it rolls, and people are upset. And that's, I think, the biggest part is that the media won't carry this because of the implications on how much it will cost Mr. Holder and this administration.
Another issue that's been reported on in the last couple of days here, Congressman, related to Fast and Furious, is related to those who brought this issue to your attention, the so-called whistleblowers who have apparently, in direct contradiction to the demands of Chairman Issa, the committee you serve on, and Senator Grassley in the Senate who's investigating this, basically saying there should be no retribution whatsoever for these whistleblowers. Apparently there has been, yet the folks who have been mostly responsible for this program may have been reshuffled to some extent, but certainly haven't been shown the door. How do you respond to that, and what more light can you shed on that?
Well, exactly right. We have whistle protections that are exhibited through the justice system, and this shows you what a contra advocacy the Department of Justice is doing for those whistleblowers. They're not protecting them. They're trying to save their own skin. And I think this is very inappropriate on how we've been handling this scenario, particularly in light that there is allegations. The U.S. attorney out of Arizona did admit that he leaked information on one of the whistleblowers, and it had contributions or negative retaliatory responses to him. This is where the federal government has to protect them so that we can get to the bottom of this. But this also demands that the Department of Justice is held primarily accountable for this. And Mr. Holder should be protecting their rights and making sure that they are heard and making sure that everybody comes to bear the brunt of who authorized this egregious program.
Anything the committee can do to hold anybody accountable for not protecting these folks as they should have been protected?
I think we use the court systems back at them, and hopefully that's where we're going to go with this and ask what in writing, what prohibits allowances have the Department of Justice made that? I know that the Attorney General will be seeing the Judiciary Committee next week, and so I would hope that those are part of the questions that he should be prepared to answer is what is he willing to do and what is he outlined to do for protections of these whistleblowers and to get to the full bottom of the scenario.
Congressman, as you mentioned, a lot more being learned as this investigation continues. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hey, Greg, thank you very, very much, and thanks for keeping this in the forefront.
Thank you, sir. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which has been closely investigating the Fast and Furious program. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.